Welcome, everybody, to the December 5th, 2022 Bertie County Board of Commissioners meeting. LaShawna, can we have a roll call, please?
Good evening, everyone. Vice Chair Ronald Wesson.
Present.
Commissioner Greg Atkins. Commissioner Tammy Lee. Chairman John Trent.
Present.
Commissioner Ron Robertson.
Present.
County Manager Juan Vaughn II.
Present.
Assistant County Manager David Scarborough. Present. Finance Director William Robertson. Present. Thank you.
Thank you. Invocation Pledge Allegiance by Vice Chairman Ron Wesson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you please join me in prayer? Heavenly Father and Eternal God, Lord, we bow our heads in humble submission to your will. Father, I'd like to start every prayer with thank you, Father, for all of your blessings. Thank you for those great and small. Lord God, you've stood by each of us and you've seen us through all kinds of ups and downs, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to serve the citizens of this great county. Lord God, we ask you to bless the people that are here representing the county. Bless the commissioners here who are currently serving and those who will join us. Lord, we ask that you bind us together as one board, Lord God, with one purpose, which is to improve the quality of life for the citizens in this great county. We thank you, Father. Be with us. Keep us. We ask these blessings in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Join me in the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Next on the agenda is going to be administration of the oath of office, registers of deeds, Ms. Annie Wilson. Call Mr. Corey Balance. Yes, ma'am.
Chairman Trent. Excuse me, Chairman Trent.
In Bertie County.
Yes.
Thank you. I was going to let you know she was too low.
Can you hear me now?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to stand before you today to administer this oath of office to these great men here in Bertie County. I do believe that they would do a great job that we all have voted for and put you in place. So we pray that God will be with you. You make good decisions for the citizens of Bertie County. And when you take your oath, remember, well, when you get into your seat, remember your oath that you've taken. Okay. So I'm going to first start with Mr. Corey Balance. And I'm going to read it. You're going to say your name. And then when I get to the end, you will say I affirm. Okay. Okay. I,
Corey Earl Balance Sr.,
do solemnly and sincerely affirm.
Do solemnly
and sincerely affirm
that I will
support the Constitution of the United States, that I will be faithful
and bear true allegiance
to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers
and authorities
that are or may be established
for the government thereof
and that I will
endeavor to support
maintain and defend
the Constitution of said state
not inconsistent with
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
Skill and ability.
Skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, one more. I.
I, Corey Earl Balancing.
Do affirm.
Do affirm.
That I will.
That I will.
Well and truly execute.
Well and truly execute.
The duties of.
The duties of.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner.
According to the best.
According to the best.
Of my skill and ability.
Of my skill and ability.
According to the law.
According to the law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, sir.
Mr. Michael White.
Go ahead and let you sign each day for me. Do you want to swear or affirm? Swear. Yes, you do.
Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. And I'm going to do the same thing. You repeat. You say your name. I,
Michael White,
do solemnly and sincerely swear.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear
that I will.
That I will
support the Constitution.
Support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
That I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
Bear true allegiance
to the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And to the constitutional powers.
And authorities.
And authorities
that are.
That are.
Or may be established.
Or may be established
for the government thereof.
For the government thereof.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Endeavor to support.
Endeavor to support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution.
Constitution.
Of said state.
Of said state.
Not inconsistent with.
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
Skill and ability.
Skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me.
I,
Michael White.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will.
That I will.
Well and truly execute.
Well and truly execute.
The duties of.
The duties of.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner.
According to the best.
According to the best.
Of my skill and ability.
Of my skill and ability.
According to the law.
According to the law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Sign those three.
Next, I would like to have Mr. Commissioner Ron Robertson come back up this morning.
I defer. That's the way.
Put your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand. Same thing again.
I'm Ron Robertson.
All right, you're going to do the
same thing. I'm Ronald Robertson.
Do solemnly and sincerely swear.
So solemnly and sincerely swear.
That I will.
That I will.
Support the Constitution.
Support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will be faithful.
I will be faithful.
And bear true allegiance.
And bear true allegiance.
To the state of North Carolina.
To the state of North Carolina.
And to the constitutional powers.
And the constitutional power.
And authorities.
And authority.
That are.
That are.
Or may be established.
And may be established.
For the government thereof.
And may. For the government thereof.
That I will.
That I will.
Endeavor to support.
And endeavor to support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of said state.
Of said state.
Not inconsistent with.
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
Skill and ability.
Skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I,
Ronald Robertson.
Do swear.
Do swear.
That I will.
I will.
Well and truly execute.
Well and truly execute.
The duties of.
The duty of.
County Commissioner.
County Commissioner.
According to the best.
According to the best.
Of my skill and ability.
My skill and ability.
According to the law.
According to the law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Election at this time, I'll be turning over the gavel to the county manager. This is the time that a chairman and vice chairman will be put in place.
Congrats, man.
Try to rename you.
Congrats.
To the Mercy County Board of, thank you. To the Mercy County Board of Commissioners, staff present, and to the citizens of Mercy County, good evening. At this time, I will preside over the election of chairman and vice chairman of the 2023 calendar year. General Statute 153A-39 states, on the first Monday in December of each even-numbered year and its first regular meeting in December of each odd number year, the Board of Commissioners shall choose one of its members as chairman for the ensuing year, unless the chairman is selected as such by the people or otherwise designated by law. The board shall also, at that time, choose a vice chairman to act in the absence or disability of the chairman. If the chairman and the vice chairman are both absent from a meeting of the board, the members present may choose a temporary chairman. The chairman is the presiding officer of the Board of Commissioners. Unless excused by the rule of the board, the presiding officer has a duty to vote on any questions before the board, but he has no right to break a tie vote in which he participated. So, commissioners, I will open the floor for nominations.
I make a motion. Mr. Ron Wesson to be the chairman of this board.
Are there any other nominations for chairman, Mercy County Board of Commissioners?
Mr. Manager, I'd like to close the nominations at this time.
Okay, commissioners, we will do a roll call vote for Commissioner Ron Wesson as chair. Commissioner Ron Robertson?
Yes.
Commissioner Corey Balance?
Yes.
Commissioner John Trent?
Yes.
Commissioner Ronald Wesson?
Yes.
Commissioner Michael White?
Yes.
Congratulations, Commissioner Wesson. You are the chairman of 2023.
Congratulations.
At this time, I will open the floor for nominations of vice chair of the Mercy County Board of Commissioners for 2023.
County Manager, I'd like to nominate Mr. Michael White as Vice Chair, Board of Commissioners.
Are there any other nominations for Vice Chair of the Mercy County Board of Commissioners?
I'll close the nominations.
Once again, I will do a roll call vote for Vice Chairman, Mercy County Board of Commissioners for 2023. Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Commissioner Balance?
Yes.
Commissioner Trent?
Yes.
Commissioner Wesson?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Congratulations, Commissioner White. You are the vice chair for the County Board of Commissioners. Yes. At this time, we will have a 5-minute recess. So we'll convene at 6:19.
Good.
Call the meeting back to order, please. And the next thing on our agenda is the comments from
our commissioners. So I'm going to start on the far right with Commissioner Robinson. Your comments, sir.
My comments.
Amen. Commissioner Trent.
I'd like to welcome the two new commissioners to the board. I'll tell you, thank you very much. It's something to turn around and put yourself out there and to run for election and to be judged on a daily basis. I congratulate both of you. I welcome you to this board. If there's anything I can do to help you, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Vice Chair White.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who's voted and believed in me, and I hope to serve everybody, whether you voted for me or not. So just thank you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah. Commissioner Balance.
Just want to say thank you to all my family, all my friends. Thank you to the citizens of Bertie. I look forward to serving you, and I pray with the Lord's help that there's something I can do to contribute to make a positive impact for the county. Thank you.
Yeah, great. I guess that leads me to the end. I want to first say thank you to all of my board members for giving me the honor of representing them as chair for the upcoming year. You know, elections have consequences, and each of us has been elected to represent the citizens of this great county. And our citizens do and should expect a great deal from all of us. They expect us to listen to their concerns, and they expect us to work together to improve the quality of life for all the citizens of this county. And as your new chair, I look forward to leading that effort. I'd also like to say thank you to Chairman Trent for his service over the prior year. John, I enjoyed being vice chair with you, and I think we accomplished a lot of things. We had an amazing year, and thank you for your leadership. I also want to offer thank you to Commissioners Tammy Lee and Greg Atkins, who served on this board and served valiantly. Thank them for their service. You know, I think we have a great deal of balance and experience, new energy on this board of commissioners. Commissioner Trent and I have served for 10 years. Commissioner Robinson has 2 years under his belt. And I think we're blessed to have two new commissioners, Commissioners Balance and White, who bring new perspectives and a strong mandate from the citizens who elected them. You know, we're very fortunate to have a very strong administrative team behind us here in the county. Commissioner Juan Vaughn is doing an exceptional job as our county manager, and we just renewed his contract with the county, so we're gonna keep him for a while. We've brought in a new assistant county manager, David Scarborough, who brings many years of service in local government on the municipal level to join our team. And David has hit the ground running. Our finance director, William Robinson, continues to do a very good job in helping to keep our finances in check. And Courtney Ward, our new HR director, not so new, but I still call her new, has helped us shore up what was a real weak area for the county. Thank you, Courtney. LaShonda Cartwright, she's not here, but on the phone, serves double duty as the clerk to our board and also to the administrative assistant to our county manager. Now, you're going to hear from our elected sheriff a little bit later. All of you who didn't go out to Mount Olive today and see him sworn in, it was a packed house and it was an unbelievable treat. So we're blessed to have a new elected sheriff. We're also blessed to have many long-serving elected officials. Ms. Annie Wilson, Register of Deeds, who swore in the two new commissioners. Ms. Vasti James, clerk of the court, and many of our department heads who are here and their entire teams work diligently every single day to provide high level of service that you deserve as citizens and that you expect. Let me close my remarks with one last statement. What we need now more than ever in this county is for every citizen to fully engage with us. We want to make sure that we hear from you and that your desires are brought to us in a very constructive way. We need you to hold us accountable for your expectations. And most importantly, we want you to work with us to help us achieve our goals. Thank you, and I look forward to the year ahead. Thank you. Next on our agenda, a public comments. If there are any public comments from either those joining us by Zoom or here in person, please come forward, give your name, you have and your address, and you have 3 minutes to address us. Yes, please. A prize chair of the Board of Commissioners.
Thank you. Patricia Ferguson, 116 Luther Brown Road, Corain, North Carolina. Congratulations, Chairman Ron Wesson, for your election to the board, and Commissioner Michael White, its vice chairman to the board, and its new members, Commissioner Curry Balance and Commissioner Michael White, which is also new, but also to our newly elected sheriff, Tyrone Ruffin. Congratulations to you as well. I will do just some brief remarks about the subject regarding the Film Festival, and because I've been added to the January schedule. Thank you very much. But there is a very imperative reason that I shared just a little bit more with all of you. For a number of years, I've explored the potential of the arts in Northeastern North Carolina and its ability to fundamentally impact the quality of life of the region as a formidable industry partner alongside all of the hard work that all of you continue to do, such as the Tall Glass of Water and all the other things at the state and local level along with our partners. But tonight, for your consideration as I prepare to present next month, I ask you to consider partnering to create a regional film commission. The North Carolina legislation has in place 25% rebate for films and television series and pays up to $31 million annually. For example, it is reported last year that Wilmington made $300 to $325 million of the $416 million North Carolina made in profits last year. And $7 million in rebates were announced for two projects in Wilmington by the North Carolina Department of Commerce from their film and entertainment grants. And still there is an ongoing demand for content, and Northeastern North Carolina is a place that could help supply just that. I know we are not a Wilmington or a Charlotte or Raleigh, but we are uniquely Northeastern North Carolina, and it is living here, small towns, the people, its natural beauty, our history, its affordability, which is our cost of living, natural resources, and we are rich in talent and storytelling that makes us competitive. And the trades, I end with us, and the trades of our everyday people are simply, it's simply astounding. Before a movie, there are the trades, the carpenters, electricians, sound engineers, costuming, hair and makeup, craft services, location scouts, the whole nine yards, construction work, machinery, electronics, and we're talking the full gamut. It is time, and we can place our hands to an emerging industry with limitless potential, a region that is ripe for its introduction. Thank you all. When I come back next month, however, I will be have to ask, One of the asks will be that you will support provide letters of support for any grant opportunities that we will be working toward for the film festival. And I actually am in much need of a commissioner that will volunteer to meet with me to follow this process and talk about really voting on establishing a film commission. I have spoken to the Northampton County Board of Commissioners and Hertford County Board of Commissioners and could not wait to get to all of you. It just happened that those meetings just happened and I had to take advantage because we're going into the holidays. They are interested. Hertford County is very interested, but I had to come to family and just hope that Berkshire County will take the lead in having conversations and do it very quickly. The money is there, the resources are there, and the citizens are ripe and ready to experience economic mobility. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Ferguson. We look forward to more of your presentation and the next meeting, but you put us all on notice. Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public?
LaShonda, do we have any comments coming in by Zoom?
No, Chairman Weston at this time.
Okay, good. Well, we'll have one other public comment section near the end of our meetings, as we always do. So if anything's come up, any questions that you have, hold them until we get back to the end. Okay, great. So with that, we're gonna go right into our reports and appointments section of our agenda. We have a presentation of an offer to purchase property by Tax Administrator Jody Ray. Jody, come forward.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome our two new commissioners. Look forward to working with you.
Yes, sir.
If you have any questions about what we're doing, please let me know. This is property the county foreclosed on. Nobody bidded on it. The county retained ownership. We now have an offer to purchase. The county's liability into this was $11,052.85, including taxes, attorney fees, and court costs. We have an offer tonight of $11,920. How would y'all like to?
We're going to open it for discussion to the board. Jody, do you know what the intentions of the owners, what their intention is to do with the property?
The offer came in from a family member. They do live out of state, but they have not stated what they plan to do with it. They want to keep it in the family, but made no mention of any upkeep on it. It is kind of in almost disrepair.
Does that money include attorney fees?
Yes. So what would happen, Mr. Attorney would help me on this, right? If the board votes to accept this offer, it would be advertised for 10 days for an upset period.
For those of you who don't know, this property is located on King Street, across the bridge going toward the Heritage House on the corner. It's been in very disrepair. I think it was impacted by the floods significantly, maybe more than once.
Yeah.
So it really is kind of a blight. So the fact that someone is interested in the property and they're going to do something constructive with it, I think will be a good thing. So what is your pleasure, board?
I'll make the motion to accept the offer.
Motion from Commissioner Robinson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Commissioner Trent. All those in any other discussion prior to our vote? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the offer, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, under reports and appointments, is a presentation from our newly elected Sheriff Tyrone Ruffin. Sheriff, come forward, please. And congratulations, sir.
Say good afternoon to the board and good afternoon to the citizens of Bertie County. I'm glad to be here today. It's been a very busy day for me today. And we're finally winding down. But today I wanted to come to introduce to the board some of our newest members and some of our promotions that we will be having for the Bertie County Sheriff's Office. And at this time, I'll call those individuals up so they can be introduced to the citizens and also to the board. You all can come on up. You all can come on up.
Hey, Don. How are you? Congratulations. Glad to have you. Thank you.
No, you're good. Just stay right there for a second. You can just stay right there for a second. Okay. Today we had a promotion, a ceremony at the sheriff's office, and today our deputy Timothy Hardy has been promoted to the position of chief deputy Timothy Hardy. Sergeant Bonnie Powell was a school resource officer. She has been promoted today to the position of captain of the sheriff's office. Deputy Corporal Roger Blunt. Corporal Roger Blunt was a corporal with the sheriff's office. He had, I believe, 14 years with the sheriff's office. Okay, gotcha. 8 years with the sheriff's office, but how many years in total? 16 years in total, and he was promoted today to the position of sergeant. And we also have coming aboard with us Deputy Rochelle Gaskins, Deputy Cody Garland, Deputy Michael Conwell, and Deputy Sergeant Chatel Coates. Thank you. And they will be here protecting and serving our citizens. And all except for Deputy Chantel are Burt T. residents.
That's a good thing.
We're looking forward to serving the citizens of Burt T. County. We're looking forward to working together with the board to take Burt T. County Sheriff's Office and the county of Burt T. to the next level. There is one request that I would like to put before the board this afternoon, and that is just eliminating the position of corporal from my command staff, and I will be implementing the position of captain to my command staff, and I would ask for a vote to just implement the position of captain to my to the board, and I believe
yes,
Courtney have some paperwork that...
And so, commissioners, correct me if I'm wrong, Sheriff, but your request is that we add captain to the salary schedule and position classification plan before you, and remove the position of corporal.
That's correct.
Is that right, Sheriff?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And the position code will be 72.
And Sheriff, my understanding is that the change in these codes does not impact any immediate change in salary level or anything for anybody, simply a change in their classification codes. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
Correct. Wanted to be clear. Great. All right. What is your pleasure, board?
Make a motion we move forward with the suggestions that the sheriff has made.
Is there a second to that motion? Been properly moved and second. Moved by Commissioner Trent, second by Commissioner Robinson. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of accepting the changes recommended, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
And again, we just want to say thank you again. We look forward, and as the months come, and we're going to take it one step at a time as we move the county forward with the command staff, and we'll be coming back before you with some of the updates that we would do for the sheriff's office and make sure that we're being very transparent with the citizens of Burt T. County. Thank you.
All right, Sheriff Ruffin, we look forward to working with you, sir. Thank you again.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you. Okay. Next on our agenda under reports and appointments is a financial summary, as always, by Finance Director William Robinson.
Good evening, Commissioners. What I have passed out to you is our monthly report that we usually put together to show the status of the finances for Bertie County. The top section will show the revenues based on the general fund, the DSS fund, and the debt service fund. This next section will show the expenses. The columns are going across will show the revised budget, what we spend in October, and what expenses as for the revenue expenses for year to date. The next column shows the percentage to date. And since this is through October, we would kind of expect the revenue and expenses to be somewhere around 33%. And then the last column is a comparison to previous year. So you can kind of see how we ran versus how we ran last year. There's a couple of things I would like to point out, if you have a moment, that if you look down onto the expenses, there's a section down there called soil conservation. If you happen to look over, it shows like 50.9% year-to-date expenses. That's largely due to the fact that we got a grant to do some work in the Long Branch community, and that money was done and expensed out. So that kind of makes that percentage look very high. But without that, we would normally be around 29%. So we'd be right in the normal area. Down at the bottom is a snapshot of our cash in the bank. And you can tell that we're a little bit higher than we were a year ago, about $2 million. On the back side is our utility fund, which is our water department, and then an internal fund for the telephone. I know this is a lot to look over, so I would like to open up the fact that we got two new commissioners. The finance department is on the second floor of the county building. My door is always open. This is open to all five commissioners. If you ever want to come talk to me about something, especially if you see something on here that you want a little bit more explanation, I'm always available and my doors are open.
Yeah, thank you, William. That's a great suggestion. I know that County Manager Vaughn is planning some kind of coordination with the new commissioners, kind of to get them up to speed on where we stand. But William plays a very vital role in management, senior management team here in the county in terms of our finances. And you see, he said it very lightly, but when you look at where we stand against prior year, we're $2 million ahead. $2 million ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, that's due to a lot of very hard work, making some very tough decisions. We know it's not the end of the year, but we've been trying to prepare ourselves to be able to do many of the things that all of you have been wanting us to do for many, many years. And, you know, with a low tax base as we have here, we have to be very prudent about how we spend your hard-earned dollars. And we're trying our best to do that, but still to bring you the best quality of services that we can. So, William, thank you. And new commissioners, you'll get to know this green sheet. As long as it stays green, I think we're all right. It starts to change color.
I don't want to have to know the green sheet.
You're not allowed to get any red paper, okay?
That's
no
correct.
More red paper.
Thank you again, William. All right, so that concludes reports and appointments. We don't have any board appointments right now. I think we will at the next meeting, looking at the new commissioners to take on some responsibility. So in the consent agenda, there are three items listed. The first is the Register of Deeds report for September and October. And I think all of you have had a chance to read those. I always point out that I think in the last 2 months, we've had about 17 people get married in the counties. I always looked at that. I think that's a good thing. Always draws my attention. So members of the board, what is your pleasure after reading the or looking over the Register of Deeds report?
I make a motion we pass Register of Deeds report.
Motion by Commissioner Trent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ballot. All those in favor of approving the September and October Register of Deeds report, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Thank you. The next is the tax release journal for September and October. And if you had a chance to look at this, this is something else you would get very familiar with. It's just a listing of the tax filings that have either been released or some final stage of conclusion being made towards those open items. So something that you'll get used to looking to, but I think we do a very good job in our tax department and in our finance keeping track of those kinds of things. So any discussion or concerns around that? Okay, floor is open then. Commissioner Robinson has moved to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Commissioner Trent has second. Any discussion or concerns? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the tax release journal for September and October of 22, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Ayes have it. Thank you. And the next is the approval of the, we've all knew this was going to be on the agenda, approval of Bonds Hill for Berkshire County officials. We've already approved the bond for the sheriff, but this is the bond for other officials in the county. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I will also add the bond that we approved for the board approved for the sheriff was for that 5-day period.
Ah, that's
correct.
You
will also approve it for his full term.
Great. So this is for the sheriff full time and the other members who are bonded as
well. That is correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Any questions, concerns? Floor is now open. Okay. Motion has been made by Commissioner Robinson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ballant. All those in favor of approval of the bonds held for Berkshire County officials, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Ayes have it. Thank you, gentlemen. We have two items on our discussion agenda today. And I want to first thank our county manager for keeping the agenda kind of light for us. I think you'll find new commissioners as the, we made this a little bit light for you. But anyway, one of the things that we're going to have to decide, and especially the new commissioners, there is an essentials of county government for newly elected commissioners. You have three choices. You can actually go to Asheville, December the 15th through 16th. You can go to Cary, North Carolina, January the 12th through 13th. Or you can do this training online, January the 18th through the 20th. So it's really your choice. Is that correct, County Manager?
Yep,
in
yes,
terms
sir.
Of what you guys would like to do, you can simply, we don't need to vote anything, you can simply let the County Manager know and he can schedule that for you. All right, great. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll give you all the basic essentials of how we operate as a board, kind of some of the quick do's and don'ts, but we want to make sure that you get involved in understanding all the procedure and all the guidelines that we operate under. That's very important. Okay. And the next thing on the agenda, the second thing, is something that I asked the county manager to put on the agenda. Our next meeting is scheduled for January the 9th at 6 p.m. And unfortunately, I have a conflict in my schedule that I cannot break for that week. And I would like to ask the board if they would consider being able to move this meeting to the next week. And not just for the sake of this one commissioner, I would hopefully, we've always tried to look out for each other in terms of making sure everybody's available. But Robin Payne has indicated that she would like to come back before the board and continue the planning session that we got about halfway through the last time. And the county manager has also indicated that he would also like to do some orientation with the new commissioners at that time as well. So I think there'll be a full agenda. So rather than simply have it as a regular work meeting, the suggestion is that we make it a work session. And our work sessions normally run a half day from 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning till about 1 o'clock. And allows us to really get deep into some things. And I think to have those things up front with new commissioners and some of the things we have on the plate for us now would be a good move. I know that Robin cannot do the 17th.
I'm good.
And any other day, the day we were looking at is the 19th, that Thursday that she suggested.
That's
Could
correct.
You check your calendars and see if the 19th of January
yes, sir.
Is an open date for us? And we would do that in the morning from 8:30 or so until 1 or something, half day?
We can start at least at 9 or later. Although if you want.
No, 9 o'clock is fine.
We will.
About 9 o'clock until about noon or 1 o'clock we normally that provide lunch if we stay that time. Is that free for everybody in the schedule? Ron, you? Okay. Looks like consent that we can move that. Do we need a vote on that?
Yes, because we would be amending our meeting schedule.
That's correct. And make sure we put that notice out there to the public.
Yes, so if we can get a vote for that, and that would be changing our regular meeting schedule for January 9th at 6 o'clock to a work session on January 19th starting at 9 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Great. You've heard the motion. Any further discussion for the change? All those in favor of changing the January the 9th board meeting to a January 19th work session meeting, which is Thursday, from 9 o'clock to approximately about 1 o'clock. All those in favor? John did second it. Thank you, John. Actually,
Chairman, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I said that and I can't make the motion. My clerk is going to.
Okay. Well, then, since I offered it the change, I'll make the motion. How about that? I'll make the motion that we move our January the 9th meeting, regular scheduled commissioners meeting, to a work session to be scheduled on January the 19th, which is a Thursday, starting at 9 o'clock, running to approximately 1 o'clock. Gives us a chance to really get deep into some things with the board. All those in favor? Did you have a second?
I did have a second, yes.
Commissioner Trench seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor? The change, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you. All right. And with that, to the final section of our meeting this evening, we have commissioner reports again. So let me start again to my right with Commissioner Robinson. Any reports, sir? Okay. Commissioner Trent?
I'd like to reiterate welcoming our two new board members, welcoming Chairman Wesson to sit the seat, carry the gavel. He has in the past. He'll do an excellent job, as he's always done. And thank you very much for allowing me to serve the general public as far as that position goes. We got a lot of things we're working on this year. A lot of things are moving forward. I want us as a team of county commissioners to come together with the two new members, the other three of us, and we are the representation and the people, the ones who inspire us to make us move forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner White.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Commissioner Balance.
I would just like to say thank you again. Thank you for the existing commissioners for embracing us as new commissioners. Thank you to our citizens. And thank you.
Thank you. And my comments again, it's just that, like Commissioner Trent, I'm looking forward to this year. I think we have a very, very good board. I think we have very good balance. I think we're going to work well together for the citizens. All we need, as I said, is your input. Make sure that you're involved and engaged with us. Keep us on track, and we're going to work very hard to continue to improve the quality of life here in Bertie County. So thank you. Thank you very much. County Manager's Report.
Yes. I'd just like to say I enjoyed working with former Chair Commissioner Trent last year. Congratulations to our new Chair, Chair Wesson, and Vice Chair Michael White. And congratulations to Commissioner Robertson, Vice Chair White, and Commissioner Balance on your first full term as Bertie County Commissioners. And I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you. Comments from our county attorney.
Full monthly premium in some areas. No fun premium at all. Take it from the
Somebody's watching TV. No, so we'll open it up now for additional comments from the public. Any comments from any of the citizens here or online for us on Zoom?
Chairman Weston, we got one from online Zoom land.
All right. Please, if you would.
This comes from a citizen. Congratulations to Sheriff Tyrone Ruffin and all his new crew. God, this love you all. Bertie County Sheriff Department is definitely moving in the right direction. It's time for all of us to come together. When we come together, we are Bertie strong. Thank you.
Great comment. Great comment. Any others? LaShonda?
None at this time.
Great. Again, any comments from citizens who are here? Hearing none? Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We moved and properly second that we adjourn the meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. We're adjourned. Thank you all.